This is a flash update from The Scalpel. Hi, this is Everett, producer of The Scalpel, with an emergency broadcast. We're going to introduce you to G, not his real name, but for security purposes, we're not using any real names. G is a friend of Dr. Rose, and their connection goes back to a time when Dr. Rose worked with G's dad back in Afghanistan. Operations are underway right now to get G and his family out of Afghanistan. They're in danger. Now, G is a member of the media. He's going to explain the conditions over there and describe the situation, including threats of death against family members for not turning in other family members. The situation is urgent. Please listen to this. Please share this with your friends, because you won't know what's really happening if you only listen to the reports of most media channels. This rescue effort is extremely dangerous and complex, but there are teams of people working very hard to rescue people like G and his family and others. Please keep them in your prayers.
Welcome to The Scalpel. This is Dr. Keith Rose. I have an interview today with someone who is a hero in his own right. He's a young man who is actually the son of a man that I worked with, who is no longer with us, but his son has carried on a legacy of humanitarian work and social activism, trying to spread freedom in his own country. For security reasons, I'm not going to say his name, but I am going to ask him some questions, because I want you to hear from someone who is highly intelligent and understands everything that is going on. So welcome. And I'm just going to call you, for lack of a better word here, we're just going to call you G. So G, welcome to the show. And tell me a little bit about the situation in Kabul, and then we're going to talk about the situation in Afghanistan. But what is going on in Kabul right now as people try to get to the airport?
Dr. Sop, hello for you and your technical colleague and all who are listening my voice from Afghanistan. As all the world know that it's the 8th or 9th day that the Taliban got lots of provinces under their without Panjshir. The people are really very, very in a serious situation, and no one feels safe here. Everyone is surprised that what will be happen to his life, because lots of people have worked with international communities, NGOs, and they are media people, humanitarian activists, social activists. So they were much busy, and they were much involved with all international and humanitarian activities. But now the situation is much different, and everyone is scared of his family's life, because no one feels secure. The Taliban are saying something in media, but they are doing the opposite. They are saying that we are not torturing the media people, we are not killing anyone. But in fact, it is different, that they are killing media people. They have already tortured, even today, they have tortured lots of journalists, and the social workers are now immigrants from one province to another province, and lots of them are now in Kabul. No one is sure about his or her future, because, for example, I am an educated person here. For 18 years, I got education from universities in different institutes, in high-level institute. But now, one mullah, that he is just graduated from 12th class, and I am graduated from university. He is the leader, he is the boss, he is the principal, he is the director, and I must work under him. Even he don't know what is the office mean. He just giving the order, and he don't know anything. So the lots of the youngsters especially are very thinking very about their future, and they know that they have no future. That's why every youngster wanna go from Afghanistan to another place, to the safe place. So this is the reality of Afghanistan right now.
Right. And let me ask you a question. In Kabul, What is going on? I know our teams are moving people to the airport, but tell everyone what is actually going on out of the big, nice hotels like the Serena, and what you have seen and understand.
First of all, I have to appreciate you, your team, and all those good humans that they are giving hand in this serious and dangerous situation to our innocent Afghan people. It is really the glad moments for us. But still, unfortunately, we have some problems here. I mean, there are some different addresses who are evacuated Afghan people from Afghanistan, like European countries, USA, and in some other countries of the world. But the thing, the problems are still in the ground. I mean, the people can't reach the airport because they have lots of problems. There is five doors in the airport, but the three of them are under the Taliban. Just two are under the U.S. military, and one is with Afghan force. So the Afghan force also not allowed the people. The Taliban also not allowed the people with that door. The only one where the U.S. Army is, lots of people are there. But unfortunately, you can imagine the people can't show their documents. The people who have already worked with Americans, the people already who work with other countries, they have their documents in hand. But unfortunately, very little bit people have flight still. A few things which are we are serious about that, and we are thinking that how it will be settled. For example, if someone have European country a passport, it doesn't matter that he is in risk or not, but the credit is that he or she have the passport. I mean, his husband is in European country, but he is sending the passport to her. No invitation, no visa, just passport. He or she is allowed to get more than 25 people from Afghanistan to European countries. And they are going just for one passport. They are going here and they are getting out from here. But the people, the journalists, the social activists, and the people who have the documents in their hand, no one asks about them, that what is your situation here? And also—
Wait, let me interrupt you for a second, because I want everyone to understand this, because we were talking. And tell me if I'm correct. The European countries, and even some people from the U.S. government, not the guys like us, but some people from the former U.S. government, are working out of large hotels and loading buses with people that may have one passport from a wealthy relative in another country who is paying to get their people to the airport and on a plane. These are not people that help the coalition. These are not people that are in imminent danger from the Taliban. They're just people that don't want to live around the Taliban. They're not our SIV people. They're not the visas. No. They're not the American citizens. These are Afghan citizens that have enough money. And you were telling me, how much does it cost to get on that bus here?
Today, I have seen two scenarios here, two examples that I have seen. Yesterday, I was... even my life is in risk, as you know better, that I am a media person, and 12 years I have worked for media here, and I have worked in contribution with international communities. I have represented my countries in international and SAR countries. So my life is in risk, so I have tried so much to escape from here, because I have escaped from my province to another, then to Kabul, because they have fired my office. Tell my family that if you people are bringing him, we will allow you. Otherwise, we are going to kill every single person in my family.
So they told your wife, unless they report on
they
you,
told my
they're
going
to kill
my
everyone
mother,
in your family.
They told my mother, seriously, from 3 days, every single person in my home, they are crying. They are not eating. They are not drinking. But especially, I have to thank you so much, Dr. Saab. You have given us a hope that you are going to get us out from this serious situation and this dangerous situation. And seriously, my all family are praying for you. Even still, I am in a problem here. But
tell them what you've seen about the people getting on the buses.
I have seen two things. That one person in via the European in the right side, there was an American soldier. In the left side, there were interpreter with European countries soldiers. So one person came to me and he said, "Well, do you have any documents? I have showed that recommendation later. Everyone that my office have given me, I say I have everything. I am a journalist. I am a social and humanitarian activist. I have all the documents. And my life is in danger. My family life is in danger. I have to escape from here. What to do?" He say, "You can't do anything. These documents doesn't matter for here. Give me the money." And we have a good connection with interpreter. The interpreter is in contact with this European soldiers. So they will solve your problem. And we will give you the hand and we will get you into the airport. And then you can directly go through flight. And he's told me that I have lots of example. I have helped with the people by money. It was about $3,000. I was surprised that from where I could get the $3,000. Yeah, my life is in this. But seriously, still, I had only 15,000 Afghani rupees. I mean, 250 rupees dollar salary. So from here, and I have a big family. How can I get the money to give you in to get me into the airport?
So basically, what they're doing is they're taking people that are prepaid and paying at these hotels to get on a bus. Not people that are on our list, because I know you're on the list.
This is the one example in the airport. The second was in face of Serena Hotel. Serena is a hotel where now the internationally military are there and they are getting the people into the bus from that place. And today evening, before a few hours, 2 hours, I was there because I am searching every single place where I can save my life. I gone there in more than 700 people were there. I told everyone that what's going on here. They have told that some people have emailed, some people have already called, that internationally community have called them that to come here, and some people had the documents in their hand. But no one was entered to the hotel. Everyone was waiting. Finally, they called that no one will be able to come in. You everyone have to go to their room. We are not here to get you in. Then everyone was shocked, and the Taliban was there. But some of people are come back. But what I have seen there is that one person have came. He had in his hand the bananas and the bread and something else. He have gave it to him to a person other side of the door. He was standing. He had gave it to him, and at the end he took $50. From his own hand, and he have gave it more than $2,000. I seriously, I don't know how much was that, but more than $2,000 he have give it to him, and then he have called him that you and that lady with you can come because you have their name in this list, so you can come. Finally, everyone gone or everyone stayed outside. Just those two person have entered to the Serena Hotel. This is what I have seen there.
So basically, there's a list of well-connected people that are going through some of these portals. Through the Europeans, not the Americans, agencies, but through
peoples.
And they're through the Europeans, not the Americans, correct?
Yeah, because I have seen Europeans,
Okay.
The interpreters are helping them. They are dealing with the people. Directly, those people are not dealing. Interpreter dealing with, they have outside some people who are going to every single person and ask them that, can you pay? We will get you into the bus. Now, you don't need to buy a battery.
Talk about the security situation around the airport right now, because we've had guys shot at. A 10-year-old boy was killed at the Haqqani roadblock. We're seeing a lot of this right now. So I want you to talk about how dangerous it is trying to get into the airport now, in addition to what is going on in the provinces. And are you seeing any foreign Al-Qaeda fighters, things like that? Start with the provinces first and then go to Kabul, because you were talking about something to me, different ethnicities that are out there and what they're doing. Because we're told back here that Al-Qaeda is not there.
Dr. Saab, even I'm scaring about my voice too, because my voice is quite famous in Afghanistan. I have give it hundreds of debates here, but sure, I will deal with details. I wish if you want to broadcast, please edit my voice too, because my family will destroy. Every single person in my family will die because of Taliban. But the reality is that 100% the security situation is in danger and airport, because the place which is much strategic and the peoples are dear are with Taliban, like main gate, next main gate, Abai gate, all these places are with Taliban, and they are directly shooting the people. But the media can't announce that. The media are not making the report. We are seeing that the people are suffering, the people are injured, the women, the children are killing. They are coming under the foot of the people.
Slow down and tell me about the foreign fighters that you have seen and what you know is going on.
Yeah, in a province, there are different type of Taliban. You will not know that where he is from. He will speak in Chinese language. He will talk in Arabic. So especially in Jalalabad zone, I will tell, in a few provinces, there are Al-Qaeda groups that from Chechnya, China, from United Arabic countries, Pakistan, and all some other countries, people are there. They are talking in different languages. They will talk in different language, and they will. You will never know. Even I know English, but a little bit. But I don't know what are they talking. But they have their own jail, and they are leading the fighting. Before now there is no fighting. But in that time, they were the leader of that fighting, and they have gave the order to the Taliban that do this, do that, do this. And especially now, now the people are the think that these people will come to the government. Even the Afghanistan Bank, I mean the head of all banks, director, now the people told that he's from Pakistan. Even he's not from Afghanistan. So now their policy is to bring out the foreign people with their self into the government. And we have seen lots of people with different languages and different faces and suburb and roommate area of different provinces.
Okay. And what is going on right now in Kabul? What's the security situation getting into the airport? Because I know they're shooting right now. Who's doing the shooting? And are the Taliban abiding by their agreement with the U.S. to let people into the airport?
Exactly. I have to tell the truth that yesterday I have seen everything. Even, they have some problem. They will have, like UN military will have. But this is the reality that they are not killing the people. They are not shooting. They are not firing. But all firing come from Taliban. They are directly killed the people. They are directly injured the people. And they have already did this. And there are lots of proofs. We have seen in social media that people are personally recording the videos and they are posting in their Facebooks. So we have seen the much videos of such people. But I have told you that there will be some issues in another side. But the killing, the torturing, and all these things are conveying and coming from the Taliban.
Yes, I know. Well, listen, brother, I want you to be safe. We, you know what we're doing right now. So hang in there and we'll get this word out. We want people to understand that there are foreign fighters and they have been in the country for a long time. They have their own social structure. They have their own jails and they are fighting with and amongst the Taliban. And now what you're telling me is they're even going to be in positions of government, the foreign fighters.
Yeah, I wish you save me and my family from here. I have lots of things. I will collect lots of things, and then I will come in face to face. I will
tell. No, I understand. I'm not a journalist. I'm just someone who wants people to understand what's going on. Keep your head down. You know the drill, and I'll be in touch. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Be safe, brother. I appreciate it. serious.
No, no worries, my friend. Thank you so much. No worries.
And once again, I'm telling that please save our life, because we are, you can understand, but still we are in the ground here. And we know every second, I'm scared that from which place the Taliban will come for me. This is the reality here. We appreciate your kind humanitarian activities, especially you have done before years, when my father was alive. You did treatment for poor people. You have did so much social things for our people. And in behalf of my people, I appreciate and I will pray you.
Well, thank you, brother. Listen, you go take care of yourself and I'll be in touch, okay?
Sure. Thank you so much. Right. I will. Sure.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this flash update of The Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose and his guest, G. Look for us online at scalpeledge.com. Please share this broadcast with your friends.